Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. We have a huge show today. All kinds of people. The head coach of Pitt Soccer going to join us. It's just a great show. And we have a former congressman going to join us regarding the Secretary of Transportation's visit to Pittsburgh. And you know what else, Larry? It's always good to have a friend in who's a first responder, law enforcement, nurse, pharmacist, just in case you have a question. I say this for two reasons. One, my friend Gino Eskin, police officer, in the area where the Duquesne Bridge is closed, right? Duquesne McKeesport Bridge. He's on the scene. Hey, it's open. So you get the word to Kathy and everybody else knows about it. So it's good to have people in perfect spots. And we say that because today is National Nurses Day.
Yeah, we were talking about it yesterday. We said absolutely nobody more important than the nurses through this pandemic on the front line since the beginning. So on this National Nurses Day, we welcome Adondra Jones, who is the chief nursing officer at McGee's, and 30 years she has been on the front lines as a nurse. So, Adondra, good morning and thank you. I don't know where else to start but to thank you and all of the nurses in the area for what you have done and continue to do.
Well, good morning and thank you. And thank you for having me. And I also want to join you all in wishing all of your listeners that are nurses, happy Nurses Week. It has definitely been a challenging 14 months, but we continue to get through it and hopefully are getting to the other side.
Absolutely. And you started your career. How did you start your career and progress up to the chief nursing officer? That's a title I've never heard before, but I like
it. Wow. Thank you. So it's been a 30-year journey for me from starting at a diploma school, which is a hospital-based nursing school, and working through various opportunities throughout UPMC, actually. And, you know, that's one of the great things about having our healthcare systems in the Pittsburgh area. It provides nurses various opportunities to grow and learn all within that same organization. But really started my career at Shadyside Hospital as a general post-op surgical nurse and worked through various opportunities and gained my education and got my doctorate at the University of Pittsburgh School of Nursing and then became a chief nursing officer, vice president of patient care services, actually beginning at UPMC McKeesport and then UPMC East, and now I will be at UPMC McGee. So it's been a journey, but it's definitely been one that has been so worth it. I tell people my career has been more than I could have ever dreamed of because I didn't know to dream it.
How many nurses does UPMC have?
So we have about 20,000 nurses, and they are in a variety of areas. So they're not just all at the bedside. Many times people think that nurses are just taking care of patients every day. But I'm going to tell you, there's nurses out there supporting the entire health system to make sure that we have all of the care provided that we need for the patients in the hospitals as well as out in our community.
You mentioned that nurses support the entire healthcare system. I don't think anybody who has ever been in a doctor's office or in a hospital for any length of time would dispute that at all. Nurses support everything, and that it is a very demanding job, but a very gratifying job. How can somebody who is on the fence about a career get involved?
Well, you know, it's always a great opportunity to, you know, talk with any of our nursing programs out there. There's various programs from our schools that are close to our hospital. So we have UPMC schools of nursing, but then there's also our 4-year programs, getting your bachelor's degree in many of our awesome universities across the Pittsburgh area. Or just reaching out and talking to our talent acquisition colleagues within our organizations that really can connect people into nursing and nursing careers.
We're with Dondra Jones, Chief Nursing Officer at McGee here in the Oakland area near the city of Pittsburgh. I'm curious because it does take a special person to do what all of you do. And through this pandemic, when people were separated from their families, in some cases in their darkest time, how difficult has that been for all of you?
Oh, Larry, that has been such the challenge. You know, many times our nurses were that family, that loved one for individuals that were in the hospital. And really, you know, the team has been wonderful sharing that caring and compassion every day, holding patients' hands, connecting patients with their loved ones through technology, and really being that voice and really helping not only the patient but the families get through the challenging situations. And so the resilience of the nursing team and all of the healthcare team has been phenomenal. And this is where I would encourage our nurses, especially during this Nurses Week, to take time for themselves to build up that resilience. I always believe we need to take a moment to rest, reflect, and recharge so that we can continue to provide that awesome care to patients.
Yeah, the care is awesome, and we truly do appreciate it, even outside of a pandemic. What are some of the stresses that a career in nursing would provide somebody if outside of the current situation?
So, you know, nursing can be a stressful career at times, even without a pandemic. You know, we are, again, faced with a nursing shortage, so really trying to make sure that we have enough of our colleagues with us to care for our patients is one of the challenges. And so really trying to promote nurse recruitment and really trying to create an awareness in the community that nursing is a great profession. We would love to have individuals in the nursing field that really have that caring and compassion and want to serve others. Those make great qualities in nurses. So, and I say to young people all the time, you know, look at your math and sciences to prepare you to become a nurse. Shadow, connect with hospitals for volunteer opportunities so that you can learn more about healthcare careers, because that is truly what the challenge is. We know that many of our nursing workforce is going to retire soon, so we definitely need to make sure we have enough nurses out there to care for all of us.
And I know you're a Pittsburgh native. Where'd you grow up, Dondra?
In Pin Hill.
All right, so I know your family and friends are awfully proud of you. Chief Nursing Officer at McGee, Dondra Jones, National Nursing Week. Thank every nurse you can for us. We can't thank you enough.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. And thank you for having me.
And if Kevin's ever sick, he'll need a SWAT team. He's very needy.
I had two nurses.
Have one of those.
Okay.
Two aunts were nurses. Two neighbors are nurses. So there you go.
Well, you're in good hands. Dondra, you have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.